With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer announcing progress in a U.S.-UK trade deal. More from White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
At the G7 summit in Canada, the two leaders said they had signed a trade deal that will slash tariffs on U.K. auto and aerospace industry imports. The president called it a fair deal for both that will allow for greater access to the British market for U.S. products, including beef and ethanol. Starmer said it was a very good day. Despite the announcement, the two countries still are discussing how to handle steel production and pharmaceuticals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, world leaders at the summit looking for ways to find how to contain the war between Israel and Iran. And President Trump leaving the summit early, returning to Washington, telling reporters, "I have to be back." Senate Republicans may refuse to allow the White House to return $9.3 billion in appropriations from federal agencies. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Last week, House Republicans narrowly passed President Donald Trump's rescissionist package. The bill would rescind $9.3 billion in previously appropriated funding, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and $8.3 billion in foreign aid. In brief, the law tells the president that he can't unilaterally nix money that Congress has appropriated. Instead, he must submit recommendations for rescission to the House and the Senate. Congress has 45 days to sign off on those cuts once submitted. Otherwise, the administration is still legally obligated to spend that money. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Louvre failed to open on time Monday, leaving thousands of visitors and tourists stuck in long lines. A union representative says staff members were protesting working conditions. The disruption and resulting work stoppage included gallery attendance and security. This is SRN News. Yet another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympic Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian, and says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for four matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Israel fighting Muslim extremists in several places, the debate over religious exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men is growing. Most Jewish men serve 3 years of military service followed by reserve duty, but the Orthodox, who make up some 13% of Israeli society, have traditionally received exemptions if they study full-time in religious seminaries. This is SRN News. Thanks to artificial intelligence, financial aid fraud is exploding.
Crime rings are deploying ghost students, chatbots who enroll in online college classes and stay just long enough to collect a financial aid check. In some cases, professors have discovered almost no one enrolled in their class is real. To fight fraud, the U.S. Education Department has introduced a temporary rule requiring new financial aid applicants to show colleges a government-issued ID to prove their identity. John Scott reporting.
More than 1.1 million power banks are under recall across the U.S. after some fires and explosions reported by consumers. Consumer Product Safety Commission says electronics maker Anker Innovations is recalling certain PowerCore power banks because a lithium-ion battery inside can quite often overheat. More details at srnnews.com.